Today's shiur in Maseches Bava Basra will be Daf Kuf Samach Ches. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We are beginning from the second line from the top of Daf Kuf Samach Ches Omer Aleph in Maseches Bava Basra. We notice a geometric form which opens the shiur. The truth is that this form is a continuation of the series that the geometric form represents that started on the previous Omid. At that point, we offered our introductory remarks by using the comments in the outside margin, whereby we saw that this house form surrounds the expression Hahu Tavra, referring to receipts. In this particular sugya, we're talking about receipts that Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba signed on, and his name is featured with a double underline with dots in it. This was also featured in our introductory remarks at the end of the last Amud of Gemara. So we are continuing with incidents involving receipts, in this particular case a receipt referring to payment of the ksuba obligation upon death or divorce. A man is obligated to pay his wife a sum of money referred to as ksuba, and in exchange for her receipt of payment, she gives her husband a shovar, a receipt indicating that he paid. Our Gemara begins, Hahu Tavra Davi Chosim Ole Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. There was a receipt upon which Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba signed. Omra Le Lav Ano Havoi. The woman claims that this receipt is not a receipt that indicated she received payment. In other words, that's a receipt for another woman. Omar Lo, so Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba says back, Ibra, in truth, Ant Havis, this is you. You are the one to whom this receipt refers, namely, you received payment. I am sure this is you. Omar Abaye, Afagav Ditsurba Mirabonan Lav Urche Lemedak, even though in general we say that Rabbonan, that rabbis, Talmudic scholars, it is not their custom to pay close attention to the physical attributes of women. Kevon didok dok, in the event that the rabbi expresses his certainty about the matter, as in this case, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba says, I'm sure you are the one for whom this receipt was prepared. Dok means we accept his observation. Omar Abaye, Hait Surbu Merabonon, the Ozil Likidushe Itza. As a result of the comment that was just made that, generally speaking, Rabbonim, rabbis that involve themselves with extensive Torah study are not generally those that pay close attention to the physical characteristics of women, therefore a Tzur Bum Rabbonim, a young Talmud scholar, the Ozil that is going, the Kedushe Itza, to marry a woman, Nidbar Am Horetz Behadeh, he should take, Nidbar is to take with him an Am Horetz, a commoner, namely a non-scholar, who has much more contact with women and is aware of how they look. So he should take such a person, a commoner, with him. Dilma Machlefu La Mineh, so as to prevent a lady switch, namely when the Tzurbim Rabbonon goes to start the marriage process by being Mekadesher, he wants to have someone that will recognize her that when they come to the Nisuin stage, this will be the same woman that the young Talmudic scholar had offered to marry in the first place. And so that there will be no switch taking place later, he has his friend, the commoner, that will say, yes, this is the same woman that you were Mekadesh. V'habal nosein schar. We said in our Mishnah that the man is able to prepare a get, even though a divorce document, even though the woman is not there, and the man is expected to pay the preparation fee for the to the scribe. My time, why is it that he is the one that pays the fee? Do amakro, the posuk says vekosav vinosan, so as to suggest that the husband is the one in charge of seeing to its preparation and its payment. Vihoidno delo avdinon hochi, and hoidno nowadays that we do not follow what the Mishnah teaches, but rather the minhog, the custom is that the lady pays the fee for the preparation of the get. Shadua rabbonan aisha, the rabbonan shadua placed the payment upon the woman. Kihechi delo lishei, so as to prevent situations of delay. Lishei is delay, whereby a husband is about to leave this marriage, but he is not interested in paying the fee. So out of fear of his just packing out and leaving her an aguna, and leaving her in a lurch, namely without having received the get because he doesn't want to pay for it, so as to expedite matters, the Rabbanon said better that she should pay for it and thereby ensure the divorce process going through to completion. Kosvin shtar laloive af al pi she'ein malve imo, and the Mishnah said that in the preparation of the loan document, indicating that someone borrowed money, the borrower is the one to pay for the preparation of this document. The Gemara now starts a series of questions that are of all the same nature on different sections of the Mishnah. We've encapsulated that in our marking with the triangle. Notice in the outside margin we have a Nose and Mivne heading that accompanies this. So you see the triangle form. She'elas Pshita, the Gemara will be raising this question. Pshita, meaning this is simple, this is obvious. Al kama bovois shel ha-Mishnah, regarding several sections of the Mishnah. She'melamdois al mi muta l'shalem avur hashtar ha-medubar, the different sections of the Mishnah that teach upon whom is it obligated to pay for the respective document in question. U'she'elas ha-Pshita b'roiv ha-mikrim noivas mikach, the Gemara's question of, hey, this is simple, in most of these cases, emanates from the point that shezeh shebo lichtoiv hashtar, that the one that's coming to write the shtar, somech b'shtar, he's very happy with the preparation of this document. Dehano shelo, he's the one that benefits. V'lochein pshita shehu yishalem avuro, since he is considered the prime beneficiary, so it's obvious that he should be the one to pay. So with our first example, this is in fact very obvious. Someone is receiving a loan, he's very happy to receive the loan money. Isn't it obvious that he is the one that should pay for the preparation of the document? So the Gemara responds, lo tzricha, the case of the Mishnah is necessary be'iska, not a formal loan where a borrower gets 100% benefit of the money, but rather we're talking about a situation where someone is investing money and giving it to an investor. The investor puts up nothing of his own, hence he's termed the borrower, but they split the profits. And in such a case, the investor too is the one to prepare the shtar. When we say two, we mean it not only is the borrower in the standard loan case the one to pay for the shtar, which that is in fact obvious, but in an investment situation as well, the investor, the one receiving the money to make the investments, is the one to prepare the document indicating that he enters such an arrangement. Koisvin shtar lamocher afal pi she'ein lokeach, a document of sale is prepared even though the purchaser is not around, and we say the purchaser is the one to pay the fee. Pshita, that too is obvious, because in general the approach that the halacha takes, or the shas takes to purchases, especially when you're dealing with purchases of land, the one who gets the land is said to be the happy individual. People who receive cash in exchange for land, cash is here today and gone tomorrow. People spend their cash, but the person who has the land, he is considered to have something that's really worthwhile, long-lasting. And as such, using that line of reasoning, the idea that the purchaser is the one that pays for the document, that's obvious. Pshita, the Gemara asks. Lo tzricha, the case of the Mishnah is necessary. The mocher sodeu mitnei ra'asa, where a piece of land is being sold, the piece of land being of very poor quality. So one would think, someone who's able to unload a piece of bad quality land, there the mocher must be happy. And I would have thought that he, the seller, the mocher, he's the one that should prepare, that should pay for the document to be written up. Hence, the Mishnah comes along to tell me, no, it is the purchaser that is the one to pay for this document. Ein koismin shtari erusin, and the Mishnah had said that the chosan, the groom, is the one to pay for these documents, the marriage-related documents. So the Gemara says, pshita, he is the one who is said to acquire, so to speak. He's acquiring the wife, and hence one would say that he is the one that's full of happiness and joy and ought to be the one to pay for the preparation of the marriage-related documents. The Gemara answers, lo tzricha, the Mishnah is necessary, da'filu tzurba merabonan, denicha le lechamua lekruve, that even in a case where the groom is a Torah scholar, where one would have thought that the father-in-law, the father of the bride, is overjoyed in having the honor of having as a son-in-law a Talmud scholar, a Torah scholar, and as such, being that he is the true happy individual, maybe he should pay for the marriage documents to be prepared. The Mishnah tells us, no, it is the groom's obligation. Ein koisven shtar arisus v'kablonus v'chule. And then we said that in the case of sharecropper arrangements and other such financial agricultural arrangements, the worker, the one who receives the field to invest his labors on, he is the one that pays for the document attesting to this. Pshita, the Gemara asks likewise, that he is the one that he should pay for it is fairly obvious. Lo tzricha, the bura, the case of the Mishnah is necessary to include a case where the land that the mekabel, that this sharecropper is working, was a piece of land that was left fallow for a number of years. This explanation is found in the Rabbeinu Gershom, and as such, since it was left uncultivated for a long time, one might have thought that the owner of the field is overjoyed to have someone that will now restore the productivity of the field, and he should be the one to prepare and pay for the preparation of this document. The Mishnah tells us, even in that case, the worker sharecropper is the one to pay for its writing. Ein koisven shtore birurin elo midas shnehem. My shtore birurin. What is meant by these, by this term, document, birurin documents? So the Gemara has two hesberim, two explanations. Hocha in Bovel, Tergimu, they explained shtore ta'anosa, documents that are a record of the claims that each side of the argument made in his own favor. A type of court proceeding, if you will. We can see in the Rashbam, shtare ta'anosa, shnei sofer hadayonim, hoyu koisvin, the two court scribes would record ta'anois anshei hariv, the claims of the litigants, kedei shelo yu toyanim v'chozim v'toyanim, so that there should not be any repetition of claims if the court proceedings last a while. There should be no review. In other words, it will be on record that they already said whatever they said. The alpi oisantainos poskin hadayonim esdinam, and based on these claims, the judges will offer their ruling. So, shtore birurin of the Mishnah is a reference to the record of their claims. Number two, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar, he says that the term shtore birurin is a reference to the choice or the choosing of the judges to sit on the case. Each side chooses one judge, and after each side chooses one judge, you now have two judges. The two get together and choose a third for the minimum required number of judges, three. So the shtori biruin is a record of each side and whom he chooses to be judge. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer v'shnehem kaisvin shnayim lozeh be'atzmo v'lozeh be'atzmo. There are Meforshim that explain that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's comments are best understood in the context of Shtore Ta'anois, where the Shtore Birurin is a reference to the record of each side's claims. And he says that each side gets their own personal shtar. In other words, litigant 1 gets a record of his claims, and litigant number 2 gets a record of his claims. The Hesper we just offered is found in the Rabbeinu Gershom, toward the lower part of the page, in the wide lines. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer l'shneim koisvim lozeh b'fei atzmo ta'anoisov v'loi ta'anoisov shel chavero, that one side gets his own record of his claims and not the claims of his friend. And likewise, the other litigant gets a record of his claims alone and not the first ones. The Gemara raises a question and rejects this option a few lines later. Lema bekoifen almidas stoim komiflegi. Can we say that maybe the machlokis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama, where Rav Shimon Gamliel said a separate document is paid for each one, and the Tanakhama said no, he said one document is prepared containing both of their arguments, maybe the issue between them is the issue of, do we insist on people not practicing the ways of Sodom? What do we mean by the ways of stone? So the Rashbam will explain that momentarily. Before we look at the Rashbam, just a little more in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara suggests is that the point of difference between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel is this issue of, do we enforce our insistence on not being like stone? Call the Damar Sovar Koifin. The Tanakhama would say we insist on that, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Umar Sovar Ein Kofin, and maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel represents the opinion that we don't insist on that. To appreciate this much more, let us glance at the Rashbam. Lemo Bekofin Al Midas Dom Komifli. Midas Dom Kedisnan. Midas Dom is featured in Ethics of Our Fathers in Maseches Ovis. Ha'omer sheli sheli shelcha shela. One who says that which is mine, and that which is yours, zu mida beinonis, v'yesh omrim zu mida stom. Some say that this is an acceptable, common type attribute, and others say that this is the way of the evil of stom. Lema tanakama sovar let us suggest that the Tanakama who holds Shneim Nois Nimschar, the Kaisvin Shtar Echod Bein Shneim, that the Tanakama who says that both pay for the preparation of this document and one document is prepared for both of them, the im yoimar echod mehem, if one of them says lo etein haschar ki ani chofet sheli shtar echod levadi ulecha shtar acher v'yesh sheli sheli v'shelcha shelcha, that I'm not paying money because I don't want to have a jointly paid for singular document, because I want one for myself and you should have one for yourself. Kaifen oisai v'oisen echad, we force upon him to, or prevail upon him to pay for the singular jointly held document. Ki ma she'omar, because by following his claim, I want for myself my own and you for yourself. Midas dom he. That would be characteristic of midas dom. Rav Shimon Amliel, who says no, each one pays for his own copy. Savar ein koifin, that we don't force people to behave otherwise. The Gemara proceeds to say loy, that the setting up of the machlokes Tanakama Shimon Amliel based on koifin amidas dom is not the case. The kulei alma koifin, in general, we would enforce such behavior, namely, not allow people to say sheli sheli v'shelcha shelcha. But over here, there is a reason for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel to say otherwise. V'hainu taimod Rav Shimon Amliel. Here, Rav Shimon Amliel feels that the one insisting on having his own document has a real concern, namely that for him it would be a loss to do otherwise. The Omar Le, the one insisting on having his own personal document, can say, Lo nicholi detheve zechusach gabi zechusi, it's not pleasant to me, it's not acceptable to me that our tainus, that our claims should be next to each other on one document. The dumis alai ki arye arba, because you appear to me as a lion lying in wait. In other words, I don't trust you. I'm not comfortable with having our tainus together. We can glance in the Rashbam for his explanation on this as well. Umeshaninon lo de kulei alma koifin v'taima de Rabbi Shimon, and the reason for Shimon Amliel over here that says we don't insist on them being together, Mishum de Kosovar ain zu midas dom. This is not an example of midas sdoim. Shari choser hu harbei badavar. The fellow who wants a separate document feels that he would be losing greatly im yuchdevu shtar echad l'shnehem, if one joint document would be prepared for both of them. Diomar lo nicholi detevei zuchusi b'shtar echad etzel zuchuscha. I don't want my claims to be written next to yours. The Dumas Olai Kari Arba, the Rashbam continues, Kol Shah Shatira Haksav, whenever you would look at this document, if our Tainus were written together, Tavo Alai Balilois Tanosecha Haksuvimbo, you will come with the claims that you made that are written in that document, Visham Tire Tanosai, and there you will see, at the same time you will see my claims, Navoli de Meriva, Ki Ish Meriva Isato. You will then be aroused to argument because you're an argumentative person, and I don't want a situation like that to be confronting you all the time. Hence, I want the claims to be separated, and you can have your own claims, and when you read that document, you won't be aroused to further argument, because you won't see my claims at the same time. The Mishnah. Mi shepora miksas choyvoy. A borrower who paid up part of his debt. Being that he paid up part of his debt, there of course remains a balance, and he fully intends to pay the balance. In addition to his full intent to pay the balance, he will shortly tell the lender that if I don't pay by such and such a date, then you can take the document of debt and place a claim against me on the full amount. Very kind offer, one might say, on the part of the borrower, namely offering an incentive to himself, so to speak, to pay on time. Does this borrower really intend for, or really think, that he is not going to pay on time? He is quite confident that he's going to pay on time, and the offer that he made is an offer that one might consider not in full sincerity, or let us say, not with full acceptance on his own part to come through with it, by very simple reason that he doesn't ever think he's going to come to that situation. Once again, if he says he's going to pay by a certain date, he fully intends to pay by the certain date, and doesn't really think he's going to come to a situation where the original bill of debt will be returned to the lender in order to make a collection of all of the funds, not taking into account that part was already paid up. This issue is captured in one word in halachic literature known as asmachta, where a person says certain things, makes certain claims or promises that he doesn't really think he's going to ever come to. Are these taken seriously or not? This, we will see, is a machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah. So we continue with our Mishnah after describing someone who paid up part of his loan. The hishlish es shtoro, the malve who, generally speaking, holds on to the bill of collection. Since part was paid up, they agree, the malve and love agree, to entrust this bill of collection, the shtar, in the hands of a third party. The omar loy, the loive says, the borrower says, im lo etein l'cho mikan viad yom ploni, if I don't pay up, I don't pay you up by such and such a date, tein loy shtaro, then he instructs the third party, give the bill of collection back to the lender, enabling the lender to make a full collection later on. When we say full collection, that basically means that the borrower will be losing out the down payment that he made, or the partial payment that he already made. That will already be in the pocket of the lender, and in addition to that, the lender will then seek out full collection of the debt later on. Higiazman velo nosan. And lo and behold, the final date for payment of the balance arrived, and the borrower did not pay up. The question is, does the third party give the shtar, give the document of debt, back to the malva, to the lender? Rabbi Yossi omer yitein. Rabbi Yossi says yes. The sholish, the third party, gives the document back to the lender, enabling the lender to now make full collection of the debt. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yitain. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he shouldn't do that. By my komifugi, what is the basis of this machloikes? Rabbi Yossi sovar asmachto kanya. Rabbi Yossi, who said that the lender is able to get his document back, of course this was the offer made by the borrower, that if I don't pay up on time, give him back the document. That offers made under such circumstances, even though he didn't think he was ever going to come to it when he made the offer, nevertheless, kanya, are binding. Reb Yuda Sofar, Asmachta Loi Kanya. Promises that were made without ever thinking he would come to need to carry it out, those kind of promises, those kind of guarantees are not binding. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua, Omar Rav. Halocha k'Reb Yosi. He rules, like Reb Yosi, that these offers are binding. Ki asu l'kamei d'Rebi Ami. When issues involving these kind of promises and guarantees came to Rav Ami for ruling, Omar Lehu, Rav Ami responded, V'chime achar sh'Rabbi Yochanan melamdenu pa'am rishoyna u'shniya halocha k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that the halocha follows Rabbi Yosi on numerous occasions. Ani ma'ese, how can I say otherwise? We see, of course, from Rav Ami's reaction that he is quite hesitant to paskin like this, but he feels that he has no choice. After all, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, said that the halacha goes like that. The Gemara, on the other hand, rules v'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. As far as what actually takes place when you have to apply halacha l'maisa, that is itself an entire subject that is worthy of further attention. The Mishnah. Mi shenimchak shtar choivoy, a person, a lender, whose bill of collection became erased on its own, in other words, nothing premeditated, just because of some external circumstances, it became erased. Ma'amid olov edim. The lender can bring witnesses who know what was written in the original document. Uval ifnei beisdin ve'oisin loy kiyum, and they come in front of a court and they establish the document as follows. Ish ploni ben ploni. The witnesses would testify that so and so, nimchak shtaro biyom ploni, he had a document enabling him to collect the debt, became erased. The document was written on a certain date. This is what the witnesses testify. Uploni, uploni, edov. And so were the edim that signed this document. The Rashbam at the bottom of Kuf Samaches Amad Aleph says, Nimchak Shtoro, Shoyo Kosuv Biyom Ploni, his shtar that had been written on a particular date, Uploni, uploni, hoyu edim, Shoyu Chasumin Bo, and the witnesses speaking testify who the witnesses were that signed it. Kol ze kaisven elu hamekaimen. All of this information is recorded by these people that are establishing it. V'yachakach kaisven es shmoisam basof. And after the information they testify to is recorded, they then sign their names at the end. As we turn to Omid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara, we notice a section beginning Tonu Rabbonin with a frame around the next few lines. The frame in our marking system indicates a Tanaic source. Tonu Rabbonin, Eizehu Kiyumo. What is the Kiyum Hashtar? So the text that's featured here gives us what the version, what the nusach of the kiyum is. B'moisev tlosa havina. There were three of us, the dayonim are recording. Anu, ploni, uploni, uploni. And their names are recorded, the names of each one of the judges. Hotzi ploni ben ploni shtar mochuk lefonenu. so-and-so produced an erased shtar in front of us, Biyom Ploni, that was written on a particular date, Uploni Uploni Edov, and so-and-so, two people, were the witnesses that had been signed therein. V'im Kosuv Bo, Huzkaknu Le'edusan Shel Edim. We required, or we heard the testimony of the fellows who were signed therein, the Ninseis Edusan Mechuvenes, and we found that their testimony was accurate. So if this expression is found in the Kiyum, Goive, V'eino Tzorech Lahavi Raya, he is able to collect his debt from the original date that was written in the shtar and doesn't need any further proof. V'im lav, if this text is not found in the document, Tzorech Lahavi Raya, then he has to bring further evidence. Nikra Pasul, if the document, the bill of collection, was torn up deliberately by a person, it shows us that it's no longer valid. Niskara, if on its own it became torn, kosher, it's okay, it's still valid. Nimchak o netashtesh, if it became erased or blurred, im rishumo nikar, kosher, if the original letters are still decipherable, then it's kosher, it's still a valid document. The Gemara asks, Hechi domi nikra, hechi domi niskara. How are we to distinguish between something that was torn up deliberately as opposed to something that got torn on its own? Omar Rav Yehuda, nikra, which we said was something done deliberately, is equals kera shel beisdin, the tearing of the court. Niskara equals kera she'eno shel beisdin, a tearing that's not done by the court. Hechi domi kera shel beisdin, how are we to identify a court tearing? So to answer this, we have two answers. Amar Yehuda, mokoim edim u'mokoim hazman u'mokoim hateref. If there's a rip in the section on which the witnesses signed, in other words, their signatures are ripped, if the date is ripped, and the substance of the shtar, the toref, namely the section of the shtar that contains the names of the people involved and the amount of money. The expression toref is used as opposed to tofes, which is standard form that appears in all such documents. So if the toref, the information that is specific to this particular deal is torn, so that constitutes a kera shel beis din. Abaye, a second opinion on explaining what is a kera shel beis din, Omar, shti v'yorev, a rip that runs crisscross. We have a topic heading on the outside margin, opposite this point in the Gemara, called Nosei. Maisa im anoshim she'omdu lahafsid sodosehem yachad im shtorosehem la'aravim anasim. This is the Gemara is going to feature an incident that involves people that were about to lose their fields together with their deeds to the property to Arab anosim, thieves. U bo'u la'abaye rega lifnechein. These owners, landowners, came to Abaye a moment before this anticipated ripoff was going to take place. Bevakosha shiachinahem shtar noisof, with the expressed request that Abaye would prepare an additional deed for them. In other words, in anticipation of their losing their original deeds, these landowners would then have a backup document that would serve their interest when the time comes. Abaye sirev lebakashasam. If I refuse to prepare replacement documents, benimuk, based on the reasoning, she'ein kisvin shnei shtorois al soda achas, that we do not prepare two deeds for one property. We, in our markings, have provided a long marking on the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice the word Maisa written in, encircled with a long vertical dashed line, indicating the length of this particular incident. Hano Aravoi, there were some Arabs, the Osu Lepobadisa, that came to this city, Pobadisa, the Havu Koansi Arasa the Inshi. Their practice was to usurp land from landowners, and they would force the landowners not only to part with their land, but also to present them with their deeds of ownership, so as to prevent the true owners from protesting later, them having no proof of ownership. Osu marvisaihu lekame d'abaye. The landowners came to Abaye before the actual event happened. They saw the Arabs in town and knew what they were up against. So they came to Abaye. Omarle, the owners said, Lechsi mor shtore, velichtov lon mor shtor achrina. Look at our deeds before we lose them. And you'll, by looking at that, you see naturally that we are the legitimate owners, and prepare for us a replacement document. Let's read that again. Velichtov lon mor shtor achrina, and prepare for us another document, olei, on the fields, regarding the fields, de'i misnis chad, that in the event that we lose one, misnis, it's forced away from us, one of them, the kitinon chad biyodan, will still have another one in our possession. Omar luhu, Abaye said, ma avid luhu, what can I possibly do for you? The Omar of Safra, Rav Safra has already ruled, ein kisvin shnei shtoros al soda achas. We do not prepare two titles of ownership on regarding one land, one piece of land, bilma torif v'hodar torif, because we are fearful that a person can use that to make a second illegal collection. Havukotar delay. These landowners that were fear-struck of their impending loss pressured Abaye. Omar lay Lesafri. Abaye turned to his scribes, and in an attempt to get these guys off his back, he said to his scribes, Zil kosuv lehu, go and prepare for them in the following fashion, Hu al hamachak vi edov al hanior, where the document itself is on an erased section of the paper, and the witnesses sign on the unerased lower section. Such a document, the puzzle, is in fact invalid, so that they'll get the feeling that they got a replacement document, but that kind of document would not be useful to be used in the future to make a collection therewith. Omale Rav Acho Bar Minyumi LaAbaye VeDilmo Rishumo Niker VeTanya Nimchako Nitashdesh Im Rishumo Niker Kosher. Rav Acho approaches Abaye with a worry. In other words, we know that we're not supposed to write replacement documents for land ownership. And Rav Acho thought that when Abaye said, write the shtar al hamechak, Rav Acho thought that Abaye meant to do the following: to write out a regular shtar, full text document, and then erase it, and then on the erasure to rewrite a document, the text of the document, a second time, in order to create the situation of hu al hamachat v'edov al haniyar. But if that is the procedure that's going to be followed, so Rav Acha raises a question, hey, maybe when the first erasure is done, it's not going to be a solid erasure, it's going to be a partial type erasure, whereby the original letters will still be visible. That's what is called here Rishumo Nikar. And the source that we saw above said that if a document is erased or becomes dulled, but the original text is still visible, it's still discernible, it still serves as a valid document. So Rav Acha is asking Abai, what have you gained by suggesting to prepare it hu al hamachak v'edov al haniyar? Your intention was to create an invalid document, but that might not be the case. Omar Le, Abaye answers, Mi ko amino shtora ma'alya? Did I ever say to prepare a shtora ma'alya, full-fledged, legitimate document in that first writing, that writing that would then be erased to create the erasure foundation for the second writing? I did not intend for an original full-fledged document to be prepared. Rather, Aleph Beis B'Alma Kwamina. I meant to scribble some letters on the upper part of the document, and then after writing some arbitrary letters, then to erase it, and on that would be written the regular text, thereby forming, as we mentioned before, a situation of hu al hamechak, the edo of al haniyar, which we said is not a valid document, and thereby not violating Rav Safra's teaching that said ein kis vin shnei shoros asoda achas. Tanu Rabbanan. Before we begin this new Tanaic source, let us take a look at the outside margin. The topic heading we find there under the heading Nosei, mi shebo lefonenu, someone who comes to a court, the Omar, ovad li shtar, I lost my document. Aleph, malve shomar ovad li shtar chov, we might have a case of a lender that said I lost my bill of collection. Beis, shtar mekach, a purchase document or a deed. The edim meedim shechosmu al shtarosehem, and we have witnesses that testify that they signed these documents. Haim kisvin shtar chodosh. Do we prepare a new document, afilu b'li achrayas, even without including in it a guarantee or a lien? The Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, Hare Shebo V'Omar, Ovad Shtar Choivi. Someone comes in with a claim, I lost my bill of collection. There are no witnesses that back him up. No witnesses that back him up in saying that, yes, he lost it. Afalpi shomru edim, even though there are witnesses that say anu kosavnu v'chosamnu v'nosanenu loi, that we wrote up and signed and gave him such a document, and with that kind of testimony we can be assured that it's not a case where someone wrote up a document and never extended the loan. No, we know that a loan was extended, but nevertheless we don't have testimony that the lender actually lost the original document. That being the case, ein kisvin lo es hashtar, we do not prepare for him a replacement document. A replacement document even without a guarantee written into the document. Bamed v'mamurim b'shtorei halvo. That which we just said, that we do not prepare replacement documents, this refers to a document indicating a loan was extended. The reason we don't prepare a second shtar is the fear that he will be able to collect a second time from Bnei Chori, from property that the borrower owns. The Rashbam says, "Bishtori havo afilu imbo lichtoiv chutz me'achrayas shabo." Even if there was an attempt to prepare a second loan document without a guarantee written in it, ein koisvin, we're not going to prepare a second document. The osu lemitraf be mibnei chori. There's a fear that he could use this document even without a guarantee written in it to collect from those properties that are called Bnei Chori. Those are properties held by the borrower himself. V'shem alo ovad harishon. The problem being, maybe the original document was never lost. E nami dilma chozer umotzo v'torav hoder torav. And even if it was lost, he might find it and use it to collect a second time. The source continues in the Gemara, second line from the bottom, Avol shtorei mekach u'memkar koisvin chutz me'achrayas shebo. However, documents that testify to a person's ownership of land, if he comes in with the claim that I lost my shtar, we will write a replacement document indicating that he bought this land from so-and-so. We will write it without a guarantee in this replacement document. Let us see the Rashbam. Avol b'shtorei mekach u'memkar im omru edim. If witnesses say kosavnu v'nosanu lo, witnesses that the original witnesses testify, yes, we wrote up and signed a document indicating his purchase of some particular land. Kosvin lo acher, we will write a second document, a replacement document for him. Chutz me'achrayas shaboy, without a guarantee written in it. Me'achar she emes hadovar shezal karka konui lo, after we've established this element of truth that the land in question was bought by him, v'hu yore pen yishtakeh hadovar v'yaru alov shelo kadin, and the purchaser is afraid that people will forget that he bought the land and challenge him not unrightfully. We will prepare a replacement document for him without a guarantee, without that which would ensure his ability to collect if he were to ever lose the land. And the following would be written in Shtara Dinan de Kasvanui, the current document, the current deed that we're writing, the Lo Le Migvi Bay, is written without intent for him, for the current owner, to collect with it. Lo mi mishabni velo mi bnei chori. Not to collect from subsequent purchasers, those are the mishubotim, and not even from those lands that are currently held by the seller. The Gemara continues with this source to the top of Kuf Samach Tesom and Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af shtorei mekach u'memkar ein koisvin. Even documents attesting to purchases, we do not write replacements. V'chein hoyer b'shimon gamil omer hanosein matona l'chavero, one who gives a gift to his friend. The person gives a piece of land to his friend and gives it to him with a document. So we have a receiver of a piece of land holding now a deed of a title to the land in a form of a deed or shtar indicating that this matona took place. Vehichsir loy is a shtar, and the original receiver of this gift gives back that document to the giver. Chozra matonoso. That, in effect, creates a transfer back of the land, so that the passage of the shtar from hand to hand includes the transfer of ownership of the land. The Chachamim omrim matanoso kayemes. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon Leon, says that the return of the document does not constitute a return of title. Let us look at the Rashbam at the top. Rav Shimon Leon omer afilu b'shtori mekach ubem kar ein koisvin. The Sfira lei, Rav Shimon Leon is of the opinion osios niknois b'mesira, that osios as a reference to shtoros, documents are acquired through the handing over, kivel kamon gabi matona, as is described later on regarding a gift. The chayshinon dilmo liachar shekosu v'nosu lo shtar hamechira. What we're afraid of over here is that after they would write a document for the purchaser, hichzir lo lokeach ze lamocher, as hashtar, that this purchaser actually returned ownership of the land by giving the document back to the seller, v'chozar lo mekho, kidamrinu gabi matona, and the purchase price was returned to the original buyer. Therefore, if we prepare a replacement shtar for this purchaser, he will be able to use that as proof that he is still the owner of the land after he already received his purchase price in return. According to the Rabbanan, though, if such a return took place, it would have no legal bearing. In order for a person who received land to part with it, even if it's an issue of returning it to the one from whom he received it, he would have to write up a new shtar. Therefore, the handing over of the original document would not constitute a return of the land. With that, we complete our shiur for today.